From Blevins Franks, Brett Hansen is back again this week to share more financial planning wisdom. While the focus now is on the UK 2025 budget, the 2024 budget included a major reform that will start in April 2027. UK pensions will become liable to inheritance tax for the first time. I'd like to explore what impact this could have on our listeners. So first of all, Brett, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, thanks, Howard. I just can't believe how quickly the year is passing by.
It passes faster as you get older, as we all know. So, Brett, first of all, if someone with a UK pension lives in Spain permanently and doesn't intend to return to the UK, does this reform still affect them?
So, the reform you're talking about, Howard, which I touched on in last week's broadcast, is that from the 6th of April 2027, UK pension funds will be liable to UK inheritance tax. And this is significant because UK pensions have always been excluded from UK inheritance tax calculations. In fact, some listeners may have made significant contributions to their pensions over many years in the belief that this was a means to leave in assets to, say, their children free of UK inheritance tax. But as of the 6th of April 2027, pension funds will be included in the UK inheritance tax calculations. And this will still impact anyone living in Spain, even if they meet the new long-term residency rules, whereby they have lived outside of the UK for 10 years, because UK inheritance tax will always apply to assets which are physically held in the UK, including UK pension funds.
Can you give us an example of how pensions being included in your estate can impact your family? Can they expect to pay a lot more UK inheritance tax?
Yes, sure. So let's use the example of a married couple who retired from work and moved from the UK to Spain in, say, 2023. And let's say that before they moved to Spain, they opted to keep their £500,000 UK property, that they purchased a property in Spain for, say, the euro equivalent of £350,000, and have £260,000 in bank accounts. At the same time, let's say that one of them has a pension fund worth £720,000. Now, based on these assets and under current rules where pension funds are not taken into account, their total estate liable to UK inheritance tax on the death of the second of them is just over £1.1 million, the exact amount being £1,110,000. Their combined nil rate bands, both personal and residential, because of the fact that they've retained their UK property, total £1 million. And so their taxable estate to UK inheritance tax will be £110,000, i.e. a UK inheritance tax liability of £44,000. But from April 2027, the tax will change significantly in that the £720,000 pension fund will be added to their estate, bringing the total value of their estate liable to UK inheritance tax to just over £1.8 million, £1,830,000 to be precise. This means that from 2027, on their deaths, with the pension fund included and the allowances remaining the same, the resulting UK inheritance tax liability will be £332,000. Howard, that's a £228,000 increase on the previous scenario. In percentage terms, a 600% increase. So I do expect both a significant increase in the amount of UK inheritance tax which will be paid in the UK from April 2027, but also a significant increase in the number of estates, as many estates which previously would have fallen below the allowances will now be above the thresholds because of the addition of pension funds being taken into account.
Does the UK impose any other taxes on pension funds when the owner dies?
Yes, they do, Howard, because when the balance of the pension fund passes to your beneficiaries, then if you have left this to them, having died over the age of 75, the pension fund, when drawn down as an income, will be taxed at the beneficiary's marginal income tax rate, And for UK beneficiaries, this can be as high as 45%. So using the example from before, if the 720,000 pension is left to UK beneficiaries and they draw down this pension as an income, taking into account the inheritance tax of 40% and then the income being drawn down taxed at income tax rates, and let's say that's at 45%, in effect, the total tax paid on the pension fund can be as high as 67%.
Brett, 2027 still sounds quite far away, but is it really in pension terms?
Well, Howard, as you said at the beginning of this recording, the older we get, the quicker time seems to fly by. I mean, it's hard to believe that the pandemic, which started in March 2020, was more than 5.5 years ago. So less than a year and a half isn't really that far away for this change to take effect, especially if you're wanting to consider how to minimize the impact of this on your family. And then if you're able to come up with a strategy to mitigate these taxes, implement it before this change in the budget takes place. So I think that if any listeners believe that this UK inheritance tax change will impact their beneficiaries, bearing in mind that this will apply even if you're no longer living in the UK, and you would like to see if anything can be done to reduce or minimize the impact of this, then they may want to contact their advisor sooner rather than later. Of course, our listeners need to bear in mind that if they're already living in Spain, then it is unlikely that their UK advisor is able to provide them with regulated advice, even if both the advisor and their UK pension is in the UK. Likewise, if you're thinking of moving to Spain, then should you not be talking to an advisor who can advise you whilst you are still in the UK, but also regulated to provide you with ongoing advice once you're here in Spain? In either situation, Howard, it may be that our listeners wish to review their pensions, establish exactly how their family may be affected by this change, and find out if there's anything that could be done to minimize its impact. And at Blevins Franks, our cross-border specialists help provide our regulated advisors with integrated pension tax and estate planning advice to establish the most suitable solutions for our clients based on their situation and objectives. And so if any listeners would like to speak to a Blevins Franks advisor, whether they're in the UK or here in Spain, then they can find their nearest office via our website, blevinsfranks.com.
Many thanks, Brett. Interesting times.
Thanks, Howard.